Hey, everyone. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Locked On Lakers. Brian Kamenetsky, Andy Kamenetsky. The Lakers have their signature win behind yet another signature performance from Anthony Davis. That's next.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily Los Angeles Lakers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks to everybody for making Locked On Lakers first listen of every day, Monday through Friday. And as you know, sometimes now on Saturdays, if the Lakers do things like beat the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee 133-129, giving themselves a signature win of this season, last season, like all the seasons, Locked On Lakers on YouTube. And yeah, you know where to go for all this stuff. Andy, dare I say, this is the first time in a long time that Lakers fans might be genuinely excited about the Lakers after what they did on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, before we get into all of the particulars in this game, the moments that stood out, the players that stood out, significance moving forward, all that stuff, I think it's really important just to note from the jump that this was not a game where Milwaukee either took the Lakers lightly No. or they inexplicably crapped the bed. Like, Milwaukee played well in this game.
They were up 17-10 at one point. Like, you know, they were up early. Right. It wasn't like they didn't come out.
Milwaukee played well in this game. Like, is it championship game six, whatever it was, closing out Phoenix? What? Like, no. Milwaukee, though, played a good game. The Lakers just played better.
And I think that's why. Why, when I watch this game and I look at, you know, the post game reaction on, you know, Lakers social media and all this other stuff, like, people have been maybe hopeful here and there, cautiously optimistic, you know, and when not going through like the eight stages of grief, the seven stages of grief, whatever it is, like, that's where people have been most of the time: anger, grief, and whatever. And even in the most optimistic moments, it's been like, well, maybe if you squint. Like, Friday was the first moment of, maybe there's a little something here, because now the Lakers have won 7 of 9, and the seventh one was against, you know, arguably the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and also, too, the, you know, this six-game road trip that we talked about that is very difficult. Like, it's five solid to very good Eastern Conference teams, and then Detroit at the end, but that's when you're most tired.
Yes.
So sometimes that can be the one that slips away. You and I had talked before on Friday's episode, the regular episode, about just what would constitute a good road trip. And to me, it was 3-3, because 3-3 is good for upper echelon teams that go on a difficult road trip. You split a road trip, even if you are a legit contender. For the most part, that's a pretty solid road trip. The Lakers now have put themselves in a position to make it 3-3, maybe 4-2, because this was not one of the wins that I had been counting on
at all.
To potentially bank. Like, I thought they could maybe play well against Milwaukee, like that they could have a good showing and still lose. But this was not one of the wins that I had counted on. So they are already ahead of the curve in terms of sort of the realistic best case scenario for this road trip. It's huge, depending on what comes next, depending on if they capitalize on it.
Yeah, you know, now go out, turn that momentum into something against Washington on Sunday. You know, and this one was another game that was won behind Anthony Davis. Like, this has become a real trend. 44 points, Andy, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. And he also threw in 3 blocks just for fun. This is on 18 of 27 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the line. He even hit 2 of 3 three-pointers, which is not something that he has done a lot of over the course of this season. AD, in his last 8 games, when this tear kind of began, 33 points, 15.5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 63% shooting. Oh my God. Like it is, I tweeted this out at Cam Brothers. Like a lot of things matter in winning and losing basketball games. There's no question about that. It's amazing how much less they matter when Anthony Davis does what he did on Friday. Like Anthony Davis, this papers over all kinds of shortcomings that the Lakers might have and little things. And this is something we've talked about. Like nothing matters more than Anthony Davis and how he performs. And this guy has been unreal.
Yeah, absolutely unstoppable. Reading a tweet from Mike Trudell at Lakers Reporter, does the sideline reports for the Lakers, and said afterwards, quote, LeBron said it's clear AD is the number one option and he's been flourishing. Direct quote from LeBron. We know it's our job every night to get AD going, get him involved. And it's AD's job to be assertive. He's been doing that and we love it. And that is also something you and I have talked about, like the idea of not just AD being the most important factor for this team. It's they need to figure out the dynamics of running everything through him, where it is clearly him as the number one focal point of everything you look to do offensively and, frankly, everything you are building around defensively. Like that level of a franchise player. And AD has absolutely been, you mentioned the 10 rebounds. They were all in the second half.
Yes.
He actually, and I don't mean this as a criticism. It wasn't anything you'd be upset about because he had played so assertively and aggressively. He had no rebounds in the first half.
I know.
He had 23 points.
But you know, what's funny about that though, Andy, is like there was a rebound late in the game when I was going to make a joke about sort of, you know, hey, but it's only, yeah, sure. He's got 40 points, but he's only got, you know, three rebounds. And I looked up, he had 10. Like, you know, that second half, he really, it wasn't like he just got a couple. He got 10. It was just, he was unbelievable.
Yeah. And just this, you know, said it many times, this level of play is going to make the Lakers a much more formidable and, you know, forced to deal with, and maybe the team that they pictured themselves becoming when they made the Russell Westbrook deal. We're getting to Russ in a second because Russ had the he had a really, really great game period, mm-hmm. but he had the emblematic play of the game that Darvin Ham singled out. But you know, the foundation of this game, Brian, I thought was really built in the first half because they built a cushion for a Milwaukee push that you knew was going to come in the second half. And the third quarter in particular, Milwaukee was just hitting every single three that they took. They regained the lead a couple times. But in that first half, you know, we mentioned LeBron's, AD's 23 points. Russ had 9 points and 8 assists in the first half. LeBron, 10, 5, and 4. But then you had the supporting cast, I thought, making some nice contributions. Troy Brown had 3 steals. He had an offensive rebound that led to a second chance basket. He had 4 rebounds in all. Wenyen Gabriel, 3 offensive rebounds, 5 boards in all. Austin Reeves, 5 points. Thomas Bryant, 4 points in less than 3 minutes. And the Lakers, these were two things. I had done Spectrum Sportsnet the night before the Lakers' television partner, one of their studio shows. And two of the things I pointed out that the Lakers were going to have to do on the road against a team this good, they had to take care of the ball and they had to figure out ways to defend without fouling. In the first half, the Lakers had just 2 turnovers and 6 total fouls for Milwaukee free throws. And they kept that up in the second half too. Finished the game with only 4 turnovers. And I think Milwaukee went to the line 15 times. Like, that's just great work. That's
it really is
great work on their part.
And it's not that Milwaukee didn't score points. They did. You know, this was not a low-scoring basketball game. Milwaukee put up 130 points. But you can't make it easier for them. You know, they didn't shut down Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis had a great game. Side note, it is absurd, the stuff. Like, when you watch Giannis and Anthony Davis play against each other, it is absurd, these things that those guys can do at the size that they do it. You know, Giannis had 40 points, 16 to 23 from the floor. Very similar line, by the way, to AD. Fewer rebounds, but more assists. Didn't have, you know, only had 1 block. But like the athleticism and the versatility that those guys display at their size is just stunning. And, you know, there was a time, a couple, you know, we're coming out of the bubble, really, where, you know, you could have that debate of, you know, who's better? You know, is it Giannis? Is it AD or whatever? And Friday we got a view of like what that could be if it was happening all the time. Because since then it has been, no, clearly it's Giannis. But AD showed what that debate could look like again. You know, and you know, you talked about LeBron saying what he said about AD and the other guys saying what they said about AD, and AD really, I think we wondered if this would be the case where he, when LeBron was out, if AD was getting the reps to sort of just get the muscle memory to be this guy every game. And I'm not talking 44 and 10 every, that's a little much.
That's prime Wilt. Yeah, when I mean, the league was small.
But just this guy, and this, it's as much a state of mind as it is and a feeling as it is, you know, literally the production in the box score. But it's not like, you know, LeBron wasn't hyper efficient, but it wasn't like LeBron was a non-factor of this. And so like when he talks about AD being the focal point, it doesn't mean LeBron isn't still a dominant part of the team. And whatever, he had 11 assists, moved past Magic Johnson, by the way, for on the all-time assist list. He hit 3 of 6 three-pointers. He was a critical player down the stretch. And all of a sudden, you start looking at other guys around and what they're able to do. Russ, you know, you mentioned what he did with the 11 assists. He had a stretch in the first half when he came in, had assists on his first 5 possessions. Not in the first quarter. His first 5 possessions resulted in assists. And then, you know, you talk about, you know, the signature play of the game. That was Russell Westbrook hitting the floor late in the fourth quarter to get a loose ball from Chris Middleton. The Lakers take the ball the other way and they score a critical basket. I think put him up by 5.
Massive. Massive play. Darvin Ham talked about that afterwards. Like, that was the moment he showed the team. Because, you know, it was Russ's willingness to hit the ground, LeBron being savvy enough to follow the play and put himself in the position to get the ball, and then set up AD at the basket. Like, you had your 3 stars working in tandem, like doing things that required just effort and execution, mm-hmm. basketball intelligence, like everything you'd want from your 3 stars happened in that moment.
And so when you start to think about like what this win is, I mean, I think first of all, I understand LeBron's a veteran, AD's a veteran, Westbrook's a veteran. You got plenty of veterans on this team, even some of the young guys. It's not like they're playing a ton of rookies and stuff like that. You know, it's guys who have been in the league a couple of years at least. This game, I think, whether they'll say it or not, does a tremendous amount for their belief in themselves and what
they did say it.
But like, oh, we've always thought we could be good, and we, you know, but like this game means something to them going forward. But also, it hits a little bit on what the formula is. And like you said at the beginning of the show, like what it's supposed to look like with Westbrook. And they took him a while to find a way for Russ to be a positive contributor. Friday, he was even more positive than he has been. It's one of his best games, period. You know, adopting the 6-man role, but it is a transcendent Anthony Davis. It's a pretty damn good LeBron James. Lonnie Walker, you know, you're hitting on that. It's internal improvement from somebody like Austin Reeves. And, you know, they still got a long way to go. And they're still 3 games under 500. But, you know, the West hasn't run away from them. And at some point, you know, I don't know how many games you got to string together, winning them, playing very competitively or whatever, before you say, okay, like, this is kind of what they are. I'm not quite there yet, but I am far more encouraged than I was 3 weeks ago that this is a real deal or a real thing.
Yeah, a couple more things that are worth noting in this thing. First of all, Russ, beyond the great play in this game, and like you said, he really was spectacular from pretty much start to finish. He actually made a very petty theatrical point of audibly, loudly counting down Giannis's free throw you know, before the time he spends at the line before eventually shooting.
Right. Notorious for taking much longer than the 10 seconds you're allowed.
Yeah. And he got a foul called or a penalty, whatever you call this. He got it called on Giannis. Giannis lost the free throw. And Russ said after the game, he did feel validated. He's glad they were paying attention. It was such wonderful pettiness. Absolutely loved it. There was a stretch, the last couple minutes of the game, Russ got sent to the line, and I wanted him to stare at Giannis while counting down his own free throw. Unfortunately, he missed them both.
About to say, he missed them anyway, so he might as well have done it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been nearly as badass as I pictured it in my head, but still would have been funny. The other thing, too, that I think is amazing to note before we go, you mentioned LeBron passing Magic on the all-time assist list. It is both crazy to think about LeBron being simultaneously this high on the all-time points and assist list, but also, too, that Magic had that many assists in a career that was cut notably short. Think where Magic would be. He would have lapped Stockton by hundreds of assists if he had played the 20 years, maybe thousands of assists. Oh, yeah. If he had played the 20 years that he really should have had, 18 seasons, whatever, as opposed to what was, cut short because of the HIV diagnosis. It's pretty staggering to think Magic is that high, despite playing, I think, 12 seasons.
Moral of the story, Andy, he was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And LeBron, really, really good. Because like you say, not on those lists, by the way, just out of pure longevity. He is high up on those lists because he pumps out a lot of them assists.
Who was it? Ike Willis played points. 23 years and ain't on any one of those lists.
All right. So much to look forward to. Sunday's game becomes very intriguing.
Excuse me, Kevin Willis, not Ike Willis.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long Ike Willis played either. I also don't know who that is. So is that a real person?
He is a person, but he's a singer.
How many assists?
He's a singer and a guitarist who played. This is why he popped in my head. He's a singer and guitarist that played with Frank Zappa. That's why he popped in.
Nothing
my head.
At all obscure about that.
No, nothing at all. But no. Yeah.
This makes Sunday's game really intriguing. Not necessarily because the Lakers can or cannot lose. Washington is a competent team, certainly at home. But man, if you carry this through. In the same way that they responded to the Indiana game with a big, big answer against Portland. And then you come out and you respond again when kind of a show us something game, which they said, they wanted to win one for Darvin returning to Milwaukee. Yeah.
Dude, his post game, he began by mentioning every restaurant in Milwaukee, every cigar lounge, name checked 15 people. It's like he was laying the foundation for a mayoral run in 10 years.
Basketball's not forever, man. Get tired of the grind. Now if you go in and you carry that through and you beat the Wizards and stuff like that, this is a thing. So people are gonna be excited. One thing to watch, LeBron did turn an ankle in that game. And so keep an eye. The Lakers won't practice on Saturday, no surprise there, but keep an eye on LeBron's status. He didn't even come out of the game, just tied his shoes tighter. Like a man, got out there, tied my shoes tighter. Let's do this. I am, like a lot of Lakers fans, for the first time in a long time, I'm kind of excited to watch the next Lakers game.
Yep.
It's been a minute since I've had that feeling. So we'll see how this goes. Again, Locked on Lakers on YouTube is where you go to find the show and watch it. But Andy, before we leave, we must tell you
Well, about this. Locked On Lakers is brought to you by Bet Online, your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. They got it all over at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, which of course you do, you're listening to one right now.
On a Saturday, no less.
Yep. You can find those at Bet Online as well. Always the fastest, easiest way to get your betting fix. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Learn more about the trends in action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
All right. See everybody Monday.